That's Dent May with Coasting on Fumes. Before that, Mets with Superior Mirage. And that, everyone, wraps up the new and newer music show this week. I will be back next week playing more new music for you. Stick around for Courts and Stuff.
That's why folks call it finger-licking girl.
WICT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Now, what do you think this means?
El sol brilla, las aves cantan y todo se siente bien en el mundo.
Hasta que cambia la estación y de pronto todo parece más oscuro, con menos vida, y pierde su motivación para salir de la cama.
Si lucha contra la depresión, no está solo. De hecho, una de cada cinco personas experimenta algún tipo de depresión y no importa la época del año. Puede afectar su capacidad física o conductual de tener una vida feliz.
En la Fundación de la Asociación Americana de Psiquiatría, entendemos por lo que está pensando y estamos aquí para ayudar. Nuestro objetivo es construir una nación mentalmente saludable para todos, porque usted quiere vivir su mejor vida y ser la mejor versión de usted durante todo el año. Trabajamos día a día para eliminar el estigma, combatir las enfermedades mentales y los trastornos por consumo de sustancias y promover el bienestar mental.
Si usted o un ser querido necesita ayuda, no está solo. Para más información, visite lasaludmental.org.
Womp womp. I womp. You womp. We all womp for womp womp. Tune in Wednesdays, 2 to 3 p.m. for an hour of indie, folk, shoegaze, etc. with DJ Vern.
Howdy! Hi. It's Dr. Anomia. Or familiarly known to you as Doc Anomia. And welcome to this edition of Woolaker, your very own tailor-made program of the healing arts. We're going to be talking about fear of cranial remodeling today. And I don't know if you have the same sort of tenderness, semi-repulsion, to the idea of a inflated large skull, but I do, and it's very fascinating. I recall my earliest instances of this fascination, this sort of perverse fascination, was there was a movie, a horror movie called Invasion of the Saucer Men, and it was so cool, and the effect of these saucer men, the special effects, they had like these big, big bulbous heads that looked very, very much like Brussels sprouts. And they're all green. And it's interesting because I really think that these sorts of big-headed aliens fed into the 80s... frenzy with alien abductions and things, because it pretty much described, you know, what these aliens look like. Big bulbous heads, big, you know, doe or deer caught in the headlight eyes, you know, the whole thing. So I just kind of wonder if these are sort of archetypical. Anyway, and my other one was a great program called Outer Limits. This was a program that ran in the early to not so late 60s. Great, great show. And one of my favorite episodes was something called The Sixth Finger with David McCallum, who was, again, I am waxing boomerish, who was in a TV show called Man from U.N.C.L.E. And in this episode, he played this sort of sheep herder guy, you know, really humble, not too smart. Anyway, this mad scientist, of course, he's always a mad scientist, stuck him into a evolutionary kind of device that would progress him and his physiognomy, his constitution, into the future. So as a result, he came out with this big head, this big, I mean, it was like Jiffy Pop popcorn, you know, when it expands, you know, the popcorn, I guess it's still around, that was in a imitation of a frying pan. It was covered in foil. You were supposed to shake it over a flame, and then the foil with the popcorn innards would expand, except that they would be pretty much burnt too. Anyway, so I gotta tell you that this whole notion of big-headed or big skulls is not pretty much limited to sci-fi. But it has antecedents in prehistoric history. Indeed, there is a skull that was found in China, recovered in China, called the Harvey skull. Everything's Harvey. And it more scientifically for the archaeological types is called the Homo longi. And the feeling here is that this was a sister group to the modern human, okay? They weren't descendants from Neanderthals, okay? And actually, if you go into the prehistory, into the 20th century, there is a particular thing of cranial remodeling that unfortunately was practiced on infants until their heads were tapered into a, well, cone head thing. And actually, one of the groups that was still doing this kind of tapering was in France. See how it all fits? Cone heads. And quite seriously, infants' heads would be bound. Female heads would be bound. It was for aesthetic reasons, but also because they figured that it was somehow increasing brain power. All right? So, it is not something that is just an anomaly. It is a cultural artifact, archaeological artifact. And, I mean, it stretched all the way from, like, 400 BCE. And, during that time, who was it? Hippocrates called it the macrocephalic group. They were in Eurasia and in Americas, in the Americas, yeah. The Huns, for example, used this practice of head binding and skull elongating. So, we'll get into a little bit more, because then there was this whole phrenology thing in the 18th and especially 19th centuries. But I don't want to make your head too big, okay? You just listen to the music and you let that make your head go big, okay? Welcome, enjoy, I love being with you folks.
Hello, you are listening to Womb Liquor on WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a proud affiliate of the XWLR Worldwide Radio Network. And now, here's your host, mentor, and guru, Dr. Anomia.
Oh, I just thought I would come back again and tell you that I'm so happy that you have joined me. I hope I'm coming through clear. Clearly, there has been some issues with our signal, and I really can't tell if I'm coming through or not. If you care to let me know, that would be wonderful. And if it is an issue, as I'm sure the engineers are listening, possibly I can patch things into them. As far as their attention, but I'm sure they're listening anyway. Okay, so we are dealing with the fear of cranial remodeling. And, you know, in this particular time of men balding young men shaving their heads, I find it very fascinating. Now, I'm fortunate because I have my hair. You can call it fortunate or, you know, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I am old enough to remember when younger people who were balding didn't shave their heads. You know, you just let it go. It was such a common thing, all right? That wasn't a practice. That wasn't a fashion statement years ago. But what's interesting is when I see a shaved skull, a head, sometimes I can't help but look and see if there are bumps, if there are scars. And it's just fascinating to see the shapes of people's heads. Now, I don't want to wax too long in this. And I mean, there's more stuff we'll discuss with this cranial remodeling, remake and remodeling. But I just want to tell you that it is just a fascination that our heads are spherical or more flat. And I just learned this, not just learned this, I learned this some years ago. A coworker who had a newborn, she had a special helmet designed for the newborn to keep its head more spherical. And I had never heard of this thing. You know, both of my sons didn't need to go through this, but apparently, you know, the infant skull is so malleable, and, you know, it can happen. So be good to your head, you know, feed your head. All right, we continue, and I'll interrupt at some later point on this. So anyway,
vayas a abrir la puerta, que llegó la autoridad. ¿Qué pasa si nos arrestan? ¿Dónde vamos a rematar? ¿Qué pasa si nos arrestan? ¿Dónde vamos a rematar?
feature attraction, the only living human being on this earth that was ever born with 3 legs, 4 feet, 16 toes.
Song to help pass the time.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Located in Millvale, Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, it's available at 412-821-8484 or at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Thank you. And now, the Dr. Beanbag Show. Yes, Dr. Bernard Beanbag, the locally renowned and internationally beloved radio psychiatrist, is out again to answer your craziest questions with utter candor.
Thank you, Ted.
Tonight's first letter comes to us all the way from Mouse's Hole, Nebraska. Dear Dr. Beanbag, please tell me what to do. Our pretty little 13-year daughter, Liza, has started to hang around our local service station. And when I say hang around, I mean just that. She's a frankly precocious and well-built girl for her tender years, and Doctor, we're worried. You see, she has developed a crush all over her body for a sleazy 19-year-old boy who works the pumps. And believe me, he's a bad scout. We told her she was not to see him again, and although she skulked for several days and would not come out from under the couch, she seemed to be behaving. On a hunch, I checked the couch at 11:30 one night and found she was not under it. I sent my husband down to the service station, and sure enough, he returned with a full tank on, some blue chip stamps, and our daughter. Last week, the boy's picture was in the paper in connection with a holdup. We feel relieved because we know now he's in jail. But Liza's taken it so hard we don't know how to deal with her. The girl refuses to eat and looks like the wrath of God. Furthermore, she insists on sleeping in the dress she was wearing last time she saw him because she says it smells like him. It smells like gasoline. And we're afraid to smoke in the house, which is driving us crazy. Thank God we're an all-electric family. Are we wrong? Signed, Flameless.
Dear Mrs. Flameless, wrong isn't exactly right. Your little Liza sounds like a normal, rambunctious child to me, considering her youthful age. And after all, don't you want your daughter to marry someone with his picture in the paper? Besides, as a youngster, I myself loved the aroma of gasoline. And for quite a few years, till college at least, I used to carry a small hanky soaked in Premium 66, my favorite brand. As a matter of fact, Liza sounds like any somewhat disturbed normal teenager undergoing the first beautiful and confusing throes, which we call in the business becoming a woman. All she really needs is a little professional understanding from an understanding professional adult. Why not have her give me a call next time she's down this way? A trip might do her all the good in the world, and once out of the home environment, you'll be able to smoke again. And perhaps I can pump her for some further information. Well, that's all the time we have tonight, like every night. So remember, a healthy mind is full of excuses. Excuse me, and good night.
8 miles high, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Tune into 8 miles high with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m.
go on. And they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me this song. Oh, I hope you run into them, you who've been traveling so long.
I love that Leonard Cohen. When I was 15 years old, I had two heroes, two people I wanted to look like. I mean, I had more heroes than just two, but specifically people that I wanted to look like. One was Leonard Cohen. The other was Dustin Hoffman as Ratso Rizzo. Yes, indeed. I like that Ratso Rizzo. I thought he was a handsome, funky guy, and I would get into the posture and the little abrupt animated movements, and it wasn't like I was imitating him from Midnight Cowboy. Well, maybe I was 16, I don't know. But anyway, it was just that I really thought he was cool. Cigarette in my mouth, my hair sweep back, a little bit of peach fuzz on my face. Yeah. Anyway, we are talking about the fear of cranial remodeling. And, you know, it's only fearful when you are responding to it as an anomaly. For cultures, as I've mentioned, it was a thing. You know, you have this this cranial remodeling as an aesthetic and pseudoscientific thing. you know, that goes back into the Americas and into Eurasia. And I mean, it is as recent as the 20th century in France. Conehead, yeah. Then there's the study of phrenology. You certainly have heard of phrenology, I would hope, where the bumps on your head, this was like in the 18th century and especially in the 19th century, promoted that the bumps on your head signified different kinds of characteristics. You know, in terms of mental faculties, in terms of memory, in terms of character. It was a real science for a while. And, you know, it kind of fed into, you know, later on with, you know, folks like Broca, not Tom Broca, but Broca, who examined the brain areas of speech, memory, the frontal cortex. All these things were very, you know, defining. I mean, the brain is not a computer. The brain is not a specific, site-specific thing in all cases. There is some crosstalk. And, you know, if you lose a function, say physically a function, you have what is called collateral sprouting. And it's a wonderful thing. It can subserve increasing the restoration or enhancing the restoration of that particular function. I don't want to get too far afield because we're talking about big lumpy heads, but the idea is there's been a lot of progress in psychiatry and in neurology because of the studies of all these phrenologists and Penfield, you know, who actually would expose the brain to different stimuli, which would have that person recall things, you know, things that had to do with submerged memories and things. And I think, you know, I never have been hypnotized. I would like to be. No, I wouldn't like to be. But, forget about it, okay? Forget about it for right now. We'll get back to it maybe a little bit later. A lot of stuff, a lot of fascinating stuff to talk about in this field of big heads and the brains within. But I want to tell you, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. And I'm your host, Doc Anomia, and this is Wound Liquor. And you know what time it is? It's also time for the radio calendar. And here are my friends for right now. Well, they're always my friends, but as far as the events in the community until the community page is updated, I want to crow and strum about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. Stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. I was in Charleston last week, and I was wondering if the Charleston started in Charleston, South Carolina. Ha-cha-cha-cha! The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, Chapter 339, and that's located on 400 Cedar Avenue in the north side of Pittsburgh. Food and refreshments are available, but reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. Call 412-321-1834 for reservations. And my friends, that, as it were, is the RCT radio calendar. And that's heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., 11 p.m. If you or your organization has an event to include in the WRCT radio calendar, please send it at least 2 weeks in advance to WRCT Calendar, 1 WRCT Plaza, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213, or email your event to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Now, let us scrawl and crawl into events that have to do with music. All right. Today being Thursday, the 17th of October. I love October. Oh, I got to tell you this. Next Thursday on Wound Liquor and on Halloween, two special Halloween editions of Wound Liquor. You need to listen to this. You need to be here. I will haunt the crap out of you, okay? It'll be really, really great. Trust me, it will. Okay, anyway, back to the radio music calendar. Today, at 7 p.m. at the Roboto Project, you have Pigeon Pit, Rain Blakeman, Cracklin' Racket, No Jane, and Frog Legs. At 8 p.m. at Club Cafe, you have J.L. Coven with David Kay. At 8 p.m. at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, you have Bathe Alone with Valley View. At 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, you have Chris Webby with Greaves and Ryan Oaks. At 8 p.m. at Spirit Hall, you have Tiger's Jaw with Oso Oso and Snoozer. At 8 p.m. at the Spirit Lodge, you have Aberrant Kingdom. It's a record release show with Tony from Bowling and Dog Meat. 8 p.m. Thunderbird, you have John Craigie with Trey Birch. Now, tomorrow, being